The Toronto Theatre Company Soul Pepper may not have been a household name in New York before now, but since the beginning of July, when they began a month-long residency at the Pershing Square Signature Theatre on West 42nd Street, word has been getting out about the acclaimed Canadian troupe. They are performing 10 productions in rep, including an adaptation of Human Bondage and a musical version of Spoon River Anthology. We're hearing something from that right now. They are both New York Times critics' picks. And joining us now to tell us all about it are Soul Pepper's founding artistic director, Albert Schultz, composer and musician, Mike Ross, and actor-musician, Michelle Monteith. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Albert, when did you start Soul Pepper, and what was your mission?
Well, we started 19 years ago. This month is the first month of our 20th anniversary season. And the mission was to bring our collective cultural inheritance to the city of Toronto. We had all grown up working in, my generation grew up working in the Stratford and Shaw festivals, but there wasn't a repertory company in Toronto. And so that was our mission.
And where does the name Soul Pepper come from?
Well, we couldn't decide. We could decide on everything except the name. And then our friend Nancy Pauk, one of the founders, and I were having a discussion over the phone trying to narrow down a name. And my three-year-old daughter was listening at the time. Her name's Julia. And she said, "No, Daddy, Soul Pepper."
So a three-year-old named
three-year-old.
Do you have a permanent theater in Toronto?
We do. We have that's not unlike the Signature here in the sense that it has a beautiful central lobby with several spaces radiating off of it, which is why when we walked into the Signature, we said, this is home.
And how many productions do you mount each year?
As many as 30. Hmm. Yeah, so we're busy.
Original works, but also classics?
Based on the cloud, we started as a classical company. We've bridged much more into original works. And in the last few years, mostly due to our friend Mike here, music has become a central part of what we do as well.
Is it mostly a resident company?
Yeah, we have. Yeah,
how many people?
Our core is a resident company. We have, I would say, maybe 20, 25 people that are the sort of people you see on stage all the time. And then, you know, we have to do the hiring that we do outside of that. But we definitely... You know, part of what makes us unique is that you get to know the performers as an audience. You get to know what their strengths are and, you know, when they're stretching themselves. And so it's cool that way.
And then you bring other people in when you need
a larger cast. Of course, yeah, yeah.
How many of you have traveled here for this residency, Michelle?
I think there's 65 artists that are coming and going throughout the whole month.
How many of those made our New York debut of the 65?
You did the math on that. 63 of 65 artists had their New York debut this month.
Most of them performing in New York for the first time?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
63 of them.
Yeah. Mike, you and Albert adapted Edgar Lee Masters' Spoon River Anthology into a musical. Mm-hmm. Did this 102-year-old collection of poems, epitaphs, and... Of the residents of a small town speaking beyond the grave lend itself to become a musical?
Well, you know, it's funny. The format of the book, Spoon River Anthology, absolutely did. For years before this, I had been almost as a hobby taking poems, like, you know, and setting them to music the way that Schubert did, the way that Schumann. I just liked working with other people's words. And so I'd done a lot of that at Soul Pepper. Albert took note of that. And then one day he just threw the book in front of me and said, "You should look at this book. The format is right. You know, there's a poem per page, a person per page." And I did. I got an instant kind of like, oh, this could be a rolling of people coming forward and telling their stories and singing their stories.
And you found the
But this is not Richard Rodgers. You do bluegrass, folk, gospel.
Yeah, I knew. As soon as I saw the book, I thought, oh, it's going to be in that world. It's going to be Americana, banjos, fiddles, stomping,
the variety
clapping.
Of the music is incredible. It's part of its brilliance, I think.
Well, you play... guitar and sing as well as do dramatic
I gotta
roles.
Say Leonard, watching Michelle's face when you introduced her as an actor musician was so beautiful.
Yeah.
Because she's one of our country's great actors, and this is the first time that I knew she was musical, because Mike said bring your guitar, and I had no idea. So
she started playing guitar in rehearsal, I thought, oh my god, she's way better than I thought she was.
Well, they're being very generous. I told him I play the campfire guitar, so I know chords and
she's right.
You play the fireplace guitar, I'll say that.
She also plays the leading lady of Human Bondage. She plays Mildred, so which it's a dark, dark character, so she gets to lighten it up with some campfire guitar.
In Human Bondage was adapted by Vern Thiessen from the W. Somerset Maugham classic novel.
Right.
Now, Michelle, you're Mildred. is the object of the hero Philip Carey's affections. She repeatedly leads him on, and she spurns him. She's kind of the villainess of the play.
Typecasting.
She seems completely heartless. Do you think that she's just evil, or should we have some sympathy for her?
Well, I don't think she's evil. I've always thought of her, she's a fighter. She's a woman surviving at a time where she has very little power and very little control over her own life, especially being of a lower class. I hope that some people have some sympathy for her circumstance, and some of her behavior is connected to her circumstance. I had a chat with a psychiatrist after one of our shows, and he diagnosed her as having a attachment disorder. Hmm. And I looked it up, and actually, instinctively, any sort of backstory I had given her, that diagnosis made complete sense.
So did that help you further in developing the character?
It did, and it just strengthened some of the choices I had already made that about her inability to really even trust Philip, that he loves her the way he says he does. And she actually, you know, she's actually pretty honest with him.
The thing that's amazing about Mildred is that though she's difficult for us to understand because of how she treats Philip, the two people that do love her are the central character, Philip Carey, loves her, and Somerset Maugham loves her and forgives her. And the beauty of this piece is how, at the end, it comes around and you feel that forgiveness and love.
There have been several films made from the book, but is this the first stage version?
It is the first ever in the world, and I think that's because we were in Canada, we were able to kind of get it under the radar, so it's great to be able to bring it to New York where it's never been done.
And Mike, you also composed the music for Human Bondage, creating a wonderful sound design. Do the actors play the music and create sound effects when they're not performing in a scene?
Yeah, that's how the structure of the piece works, that when you're not playing a scene, you're around the perimeter and you're either playing music, like notes, or you're creating the Foley environment of wherever it is that the scene is taking place.
So all the sound effects are live?
Everything's live. There's not a single sound cue in the show. And it came by necessity. We had 17 location changes in Act 1. There's four acts. And so we had to think differently. We couldn't be flying in set pieces. We don't even have a fly gallery in our theater in Toronto. So we had to figure out a way, how are we going to change locations in a split second? And so that's how we did it.
And I feel like it was really important to Albert, to both of you, that it wasn't, people had brought in like bird sound, like a little instrument that makes a bird sound. But Albert was like, no, I want it to come from the actors themselves. Yeah. So it's
My guests are Michel Monteith, actor, musician, musician Mike Ross, and Albert Schultz, who is the artistic director of the Soul Pepper group. They are currently in repertory here in New York at the Pershing Square Signature Theater on West 42nd Street. Are all the members expected to be able to play at least one instrument as well as act?
Certainly in these two shows.
We're getting there, yeah.
And are the same actors in both shows?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Spoon River is supplemented by some real strong, strong actor musicians, but the entire Bondage cast is in Spoon River.
Aren't the two shows sometimes performed on the same day?
They are indeed. They are indeed.
So what does that mean for you, Michelle? Do you take a nap in between?
Well, actually, when we start with Spoon River and go to Bondage, there are some days I literally walk from one dressing room to the other. So it's a big adrenaline rush.
But that means, in effect, you're pretty much performing two plays in sequence.
Yeah, definitely. It's each play, they're so different, so they each have different demands. So I think that makes it a fun experience to get to do opposite things.
You get to get rid of Mildred.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then I can celebrate life in Spoon River. Yeah.
Albert, you directed both of these productions. You also MC a cabaret every night after the last performance is over in the lobby cafe of the Signature Theater.
That's right.
Do the cast members come out and perform songs?
They sure do. Mm-hmm. And you know, we have, Mike was talking about the supplemental musicians in Spoon River, they happen to include two of the greatest jazz singers our country has ever created. So not to mention, we have all sorts of...
And they
of,
are?
That Jackie Richardson and Alanna Bridgewater are their names. Jackie Richardson, they're both brilliant, but Jackie Richardson is like the earth mother of Canadian music, and she is an absolutely remarkable gospel singer, blues singer, jazz singer, and Alana's got pipes you can't believe. But then we have guests from Toronto coming down. So we have the best jazz musicians from the city coming down and being there for that cabaret. So it's really a chance, that cabaret is really a chance for us to show off what's going on in Toronto on an ongoing
And do
basis.
You do this in Toronto as well?
We do, not as regularly, though. This has been really, really fun and quite instructive. I think we're going to go back and try to do it more because it's been so, so successful here.
So is that cabaret open to the public?
It
can
is.
Can people come and just have a drink and hear
can.
Music for free?
Not only can they have a drink, they can have a happy hour drink late at night at the Signature Bar, and they don't have to pay for the cabaret, so we hope they'll come.
At the end of every performance, you introduce all the performers and tell us what part of Canada they're from.
Right.
Does the company include members from every province?
This, we have... we have company members in 9 of the 10 provinces. On this particular trip, I think we have them from 8 provinces. So we have people from Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, Quebec,
PEI,
mm-hmm. Ontario, Manitoba, British Columbia, Alberta, and Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. Only New Brunswick. I think only New Brunswick.
And Michelle, you're from Scotland.
I was born in Scotland, yes, but I grew up in Vancouver.
Put it on, darling.
Can I do that?
You also mentioned that a number of the performers are graduates of the Soul Pepper Academy. What's that?
Including Mike Ross right here.
Well, 11 years ago, the Soul Pepper started a young company, a two-year paid residency that you audition to get into. And you become subsumed into the company. You're trained. You're in the shows, and that we're on Academy number 5 now.
Yep.
Is that right?
And must you be a Canadian
at this
to
point?
Participate?
Yeah, it has been to this point. And it's designers and directors, and so. And for instance, Spoon River and Human Bondage are designed by Academy grads. They're composed by Academy grads, and the Spoon River cast of 19 has 11 Academy grads in it.
Yeah. Do you have a unique philosophy of performance or acting technique?
I think we do. I think it's very much based on ensemble. It's very much based on the process of creating the work is an extremely collaborative one. And as Michelle pointed out, using that one example of the sound of a bird, we're much more interested in meeting the audience really at the curtain. In other words, if you don't show them absolutely everything, it allows them to use their imaginations in a way that is very important, I think, for the making of theater. And that's what we do, is we try to engage the audience as actively with their imaginations as we're using ours.
Another play that was part of the festival, Kim's Convenience, is about a family of Korean immigrants in Toronto, had to close this weekend because the actors had to return to Toronto to star in a CBC sitcom that's based on the play?
That's not only based on the play, but that is produced by Soul Pepper. Yeah, this is the first time in our, I think ever, but certainly in Canada, that a not-for-profit theater company has actually made a hit television series on a national network.
Well, we talked about just 3 of the shows that you're performing here. Can you tell us about some of the others? Alligator Pie, Katie,
Alligator Pie,
True North. What else?
Alligator Pie, you have to talk about. Michelle, seen it, yeah?
Yeah, I have
your,
seen
and
it.
And your
a number
5-year-old
of times.
Daughter saw it the other day with her grandfather.
Yes,
Mike is one of the creators of it, which is why. And it's
all
it's
Academy.
Yeah,
members.
All 5.
Yeah, Academy alumni, and Dennis Lee, who's Canada's Mother Goose. He's he's got 10 books that are all genius. And so,
he wrote Fraggle Rock too.
Yeah,
so
he wrote the theme to Fraggle Rock, and we took his work and turned it into a about an hour long family show. That's pretty charming.
Just
this
full
seems
of
to be Canadians' year in American in New York theater, because we have the hit Come From Away.
That's
as well.
Right.
Yeah,
those guys were all at the cabaret last night.
Yeah,
on
we're
Sunday
very
night.
Proud of them.
This residency at the Signature Theater ends on July 29th. I hope you're enjoying New York.
We are.
You're sure going to come back next year.
We want to come back as soon as we can. It's a big venture. It was a military operation getting down here. Our executive director, Leslie Lester, and her amazing team that worked really hard to make it happen.
Amazing.
But we will be back. The welcome has been just so extraordinary.
It's been overwhelming, actually, how generous and curious people have been about the shows and about the company.
Do you have any time off to be able to sightsee?
Yeah, we try and fill our days up as much as we can trying to see the city. It's nice to be here for an extended period of time so you can...
often when we have people here with shows that have limited runs, we ask if there's a possibility that it will move to another stage. Some of these things, some of the things you've produced have gotten such great reviews. Is there any talk about putting them on Broadway or off Broadway?
We're definitely having all sorts of conversations. The challenge right now is all of us go back in August and start working a whole new season of work. So, but we're definitely having conversations with regional theaters as well as commercial producers here. So hopefully something will come of it. It would be great to keep these things going.
Or you can come back to BAM, which is
where BAM or St. Anne's Warehouse, which
I love St. Anne's. I just saw it yesterday for the first time.
It's just there's so many wonderful, and we love the Signature. The Signature is such a beautiful home for us, and they've been so generous. And as has, by the way, we just have to say as Canadians how happy we are to be on public radio. Public broadcasting means a lot to Canadians.
So we love public radio.
We have listed all of the various shows and schedules, ticket information, on our show page at wnyc.org/Lopate. And we're going to go out with another song from Spoon River, written by Mike Ross and Albert, well, Mike Ross and some dead person.
Edgar Lee Masters.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
My great thanks to Mike Ross, to Michelle Monteith, and to Albert Schultz for coming by to talk about it. Soul Peppers at the Pershing Square Signature Center at 480 West 42nd Street until July 29th.
Thanks so much.